After the shoe emptied out, Martinez scooped up his chips and stepped back from the table. Kevin followed him, his head spinning. When they had passed out of the high-stakes area, he grabbed Martinez by the shoulder. "How the fuck did you do that?" Martinez signaled a passing cocktail waitress, taking two vodka martinis off her tray. After tipping her a five, he turned to Kevin. "It's not magic, just math. It's called shuffle tracking. It's a basic probability distribution exercise. You can even calculate the percentage of low card infiltration into the run caused by the dealer shuffle. After that, it's just a matter of practice. Really good players can track a group of 15 cards through a six-deck shuffle without breaking a sweat." Kevin sipped his martini, amazed. Martinez was right, of course. It was more math than magic. But it was still incredible to watch. Altogether, they had made close to $10,000 in under an hour. And it hadn't been simple luck. Martinez had truly tracked that dealer shuffle. "I'll explain more later," Martinez said, pushing forward through the crowd. He was heading toward another blackjack table, situated at the edge of the main floor. There were two overweight women sitting next to each other on the last two stools, watching the play. Across from them, in the first base position, was a familiar, bulked-up shape with dark pinpoint eyes and a crew cut. Fisher had finally arrived. As they approached the table, Martinez touched Kevin's arm. "There's one other thing. When we reach Fisher, act like we don't know him." Kevin rolled his eyes. "Okay, Mr. Kim." "I'm serious," Martinez said. "Just stand behind the table and watch. I promise it will be a good show." From the moment they arrived at the table, Kevin could see that Martinez had been telling the truth. The two overweight women were jabbering to each other in loud voices about the damn fool sitting across from them. As Kevin watched, Fisher made some of the strangest blackjack plays he'd ever seen. For the most part, he kept hitting like a madman, taking as many cards as he could, even busting with four cards after hitting on a 17. After each hand, the two women chided him for making such obviously stupid moves. "What the hell is he doing?" Kevin whispered to Martinez. "Trying to lose?" Martinez shook his head. "Look at how he's betting. Just $10 in the circle. He doesn't care about these hands. He's playing a part, trying to establish himself as a wild player. At the same time, he's running the cards, counting down based on the deal. He's trying to control the deal so that a specific card is dealt to him." Kevin narrowed his eyes. "A specific card? What do you mean?" "He's sitting at first base, the closest seat to the dealer. Sometimes, with some dealers, you can see the bottom card when they roll the deck after the shuffle. If they let you cut the deck, you can cut to an exact point, maybe one deck's length. And when they stack the deck into the shoe, the card you just saw ends up at exactly the cut point, the 52nd card. If you're good, really good, you can get the dealer to deal you that specific card.